It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, KK's Cafe, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Morning. Good morning and welcome. Was having a rough time getting out of bed this morning. You know, I was on my way, and you know, you're just not having a great morning. And then I turn on the radio on my way to work, and I hear Rush playing on Kane 107.5 FM.
You heard Rush.
Not Rush Limbaugh.
McGarty Rush?
No, the band Rush.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
Jeff played Closer to the Heart on the way, and it just perked me up, man.
Fired
and
you
then
up.
Followed it with some Robert Cray, which that ain't too bad either.
I'm a little more Deep Purple.
Yeah, what? You know. You see, Turbo, you probably don't even know that, but the lead in to the, I guess you call it the bumper music, whatever, that leads into my show is, it's a Rush tune. It's Working Man by Rush.
Okay. I've heard it before.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I realize, look, I totally understand that I'm not a young guy, but relative to you, I am.
Yeah, if you want to be kind.
Yeah, so, yeah, jamming a little Rush on the way. Now, of course, it's not an upbeat. Closer to the Heart's not an upbeat Rush tune. It's not a jamming Rush tune, but it fits the what we play here on Kane Radio.
Correct.
Yeah. You're not going to hear your hardcore Rush stuff. You got to, yeah. Play that on your phone.
Lee K might slip one in.
Ah, there you go. There you go. I got a few suggestions. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about today. I didn't think we'd have much, but then I get up this morning, last night. ACC, Big Ten, Pac-12, Alliance News, which, yeah, is it news or is it just a bunch of fluff? I don't know. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some LSU news, preseason All-SEC, some All-American news, but big LSU news about if you want to attend a game, you better be ready to do some things. Early talk on next year's Hall of Fame class in the NFL. And we're going to talk a little Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup? Where are they playing that this year?
You know what? I haven't checked into that yet.
Okay.
Just looking at the United States Ryder Cup team. But to start, ESPN has come up. Everybody's big on lists now, and of course they do it a lot for people to hit their website. They'll tease it on the show, and then, hey, if you want to see the rest of the list, go to the website, and that stuff works. Do you Facebook at all?
Mm-mm.
So a lot of these people, it's all about how many hits they get. So they'll say, I bet you can't name a fish that has the letter A in it. And it leads people to believe, oh, well, that must be hard. But then they think immediately, tilapia. It's all about, they're just sucking people in.
Pretty much.
To comment on their page, which in some way, shape, or form might, you know, get them paid. So it's, you know. But anyway, top 100 college players.
That's interesting.
So you break it down. If you look at the SEC, Alabama leads the list with 10.
10 out of 100.
10 out of 100. One-tenth of the best 100 players in the country are listed for Alabama.
That's hard for me to swallow.
Yeah.
That's why South Dakota State has players in the NFL.
Georgia has 5. A&M has 5. LSU, 3. Arkansas, 2. Auburn, 2. Ole Miss, 2. South Carolina, 2.
I can name LSU. It's probably the two cornerbacks and the linemen, the offensive linemen.
Well, you got the you definitely got the two cornerbacks right.
Yeah, the offensive lineman?
Nope, Kayshon Booty. You're missing the guy from Iberia Parish.
Okay, I wouldn't have thought that just yet on him.
Yep. So, to go through the top 10, names that a lot of people know of, and some that you won't, because sometimes, you know, you're a defensive player, you're from a different conference, and you don't recognize that person. But So the guy that's getting all the ink, he's the prohibitive Heisman Trophy favorite, is Spencer Rattler from Oklahoma.
I just got a roll tied on my phone.
He's hey, don't get me wrong. Nick can coach him, but he can also recruit him. The rich get richer. Spencer Rattler from Oklahoma. You've got a lot of unproven guys that will be stepping up. You know, Bryce Young from Alabama is one of them, who's actually on this list. Who, that's their turbo where we go is, why should a guy that's never started a football game before be on this list?
But, is it potential?
Yeah. Well, projected. I'd say projected.
Yeah, that's probably the better word.
Because you've seen these guys play in high school. You know, so many of these guys come out of college-ready type offenses. They've seen them play in spring. And let's face it, some of these programs now, they say Clemson, when you know, Ugalele is immediately, he goes from being a non-starter to a Heisman contender. Now, we did get to see him play last year when Trevor Lawrence was dealing with COVID.
True. And they got beat by Notre Dame, though, didn't they?
Correct. But Spencer Rattler, number one. This is impressive.
The million-dollar NIL.
The number two guy. The number two guy. It's impressive. I don't know, even though I love LSU, and I love to talk about this guy because I got to coach against him. We've talked about it. But Stingley comes in at number two in the country.
Wow.
Now, I've got to agree, because I'm watching ESPN, I got to agree with old Coach Chizik that this is a little lofty for a guy who really is coming off of a disappointing
sophomore campaign. Wasn't he hurt some last
year? Yes, he was, but early in the year, I know Auburn went, a lot of schools went at him, had a 44% completion percentage rating against him. As a freshman, he was nails.
Oh, pretty much.
Complete nails.
He led the SEC in interceptions,
but did not follow it up with a very good sophomore campaign. So we'll see. And again, there's many things that went on with LSU last year. I guarantee you. Well, that's a strong word. I won't say I guarantee you. I strongly think that some of the powers that be, led by Mr. ESPN Shreveport guy.
Tim Brando?
No. The former DB for LSU. Ryan Clark.
I always thought he was from New Orleans. Anyway.
Led by Ryan Clark, down through Jamar Chase. I guarantee you Stingley, because if they could have brought Stingley over to their side with the whole opt-out deal, because there were sinister things going on with LSU last year.
Yeah, they had some issues in the locker room.
Very sinister things going on where there was a movement to try to get LSU's big-time players to opt out.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, from like the big boys, the agents and all that?
No, I'm talking about that this was a whole deal relative to when Coach O did not support the team missing practice and going March.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're
saying. And then they added it to his support, saying, I think the president's doing a good job.
Okay.
And so there were a lot of things going on with LSU. So I'm hoping that Stingley's head just wasn't right and he comes back in full force this year. Number three on the list, his last name is Thibodeau.
Thibodeaux?
And I'm assuming, because Thibodeau, it's French. So Thibodeau is not just a South Louisiana name. Of course, this originated. It's a Canadian. It's a French-Canadian name.
True.
And this is a Oregonian. Would that be correct to say an Oregonian?
I can't think of any other word.
If not, I'm proclaiming now, if you're from Oregon, you're an Oregonian.
Duckster.
But Kayvon Thibodeau, defensive end from Oregon, is number three. Now, this is a guy I haven't heard of. And, again,
I've heard of him.
Yeah, Pac-12 guys, you don't get to watch him much. They play late in the day.
He was pretty highly sought after. He came down.
Evidently. Because
between Oregon and Alabama.
Yeah, this guy's thought up to be the number three player in the country by ESPN.
Yeah, he's out of California.
Evan Neal, offensive tackle, considered to be the best offensive lineman in the country from Alabama. Then comes in a guy that, you know, I'm rooting for North Carolina to have a good year. Anybody that's got a shot at beating Clemson, I've become a Clemson hater just because I refuse to believe that if Clemson, I'm not only going to say the SEC, that if you put Clemson in the Big Ten or even the former, well, the current Big 12, that they are not playing in all of these national championships. They're not playing in all these Final Fours.
I
believe this is a direct result of the weakness of their conference.
Yeah, Florida State.
And, of course, you build upon that because now you have that perception that that team is so much better. Now, I will say this. I do believe that Dabo Swinney, along with his defensive coordinator, his name escapes me this second, but he's really good, that they are great big game coaches. I do believe that. I believe in big games. They really rise to the occasion. But they don't deal with the attrition that these other conferences deal with as far as guys getting beat up. A lot of times they're not playing a full four quarters. You know, when you're going into a game with Wake Forest.
Even Duke, for that matter.
Yeah, okay. The SEC's got Vanderbilt, all right.
In Kentucky.
But I take that back. With Stoops now, old Stoops.
We'll see. It's just no football players in Kentucky.
Yeah, but still, you better come to play.
True.
I'll take Kentucky against Wake Forest and all in North Carolina State any day of the week.
Yeah, Virginia, yeah. Boston College,
yeah, these guys
Syracuse.
Just, and again, if Miami and Florida State would step up and be as good as they're supposed to be.
That's right.
Then it's a different story if those guys are on Clemson's schedule. Ever since Jimbo Fisher's left Florida State, it's just Florida State's just really faltered.
Even Georgia Tech, for that matter.
Correct. I loved it when they were running the option. It gave those guys fits. We've got Ohio State wide receiver Chris Olave. He's at number 6. Kyle Hamilton, DB from Notre Dame, considered the best DB in the country. At number 7.
Second best.
You're right. Marvin Adams, Oklahoma wide receiver, which really, how great is it for Spencer Rattler to have listed here the second best wide receiver in the country according to this list. Breece Hall, running back from Iowa State at number 9, and Will Anderson, linebacker from Bama. So you've got Bama, two of the top 10 right there. Other notable names, at 13 and 14, you've got two running backs from the state of Texas. At 13, Isaiah Spiller for A&M. And at 14, a young man that the Raging Cajuns are going to run into in week 1, Bijan Robinson from the University of Texas.
Bijan?
It's Bijan or?
You got me.
B-I-J-N. I remember Bijan French from
correct.
From Catholic High years ago.
That was 23, 24 years ago.
Yep. Kayshon Booty at number 34.
Okay.
Great honor, preseason honor for that young man. Eli Ricks at number 35. Grayson McCall, quarterback of Coastal Carolina at 31.
Hello.
That's a big deal. As far as big deals go relative to a list like this. But for him to get that kind of a preseason shout-out. So,
any other state players?
No. You can pull it up on ESPN.com. There could be state players that are playing out of state. Okay. I could have missed guys like that.
How about state players from out of state that are playing in state?
I think I covered all the guys playing in-state.
I think you missed one.
Who's that?
The quarterback from Tulane, Pratt. He's number 49.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Caught him for 28 touchdowns last year as a freshman.
Turbo's never going to let me leave out of Greeny.
That's right. Good kid, 6'2", about 205, can run and throw.
Yeah. That's some good stuff with just looking at some of the LSU sites last night, the two quarterbacks talking, getting to know those guys. They really seem to be good kids. Again, they're both dads played in the NFL. So they've got that in common. Moved around a little bit, especially the Neusmeyer kid. The Neusmeyer kid actually calls Lake Charles home. Evidently, they spent a lot of time. Yes. Yes. Although he did not. He played in West Texas.
Ooh.
No, West Texas. East Texas. I've got my East and West backwards. But interesting, you know, again, we talked about moving into the college football season without the preseason. You don't see anything on tape. So very all you see is routes on air and stuff like that. You don't see any scrimmage tape. You don't see anything. So it just jumps on you at the last second. But we're here at August 25th. So we're
– I know. It's just
– I mean, we're right around the corner from the Cajuns teeing it up, kicking off at Texas and LSU, heading down to Los Angeles and kicking off over there at UCLA amongst everybody else in the state and across the country. Another shout-out before we go to a break. Remember, Sugarcane Jamboree in the Ville. That is Lorville. Thursday night, we'll have one game, Lorville playing Nish. It is $6. That's a bargain, folks, $6 if you get your tickets early in advance at any of the participating schools, $8 at the gate. And typically, I don't want to go out on a limb and say this is for certain, but I know the way it's run in the past. If you buy your ticket at your school, the money stays at your school. That's, so support your school.
That's correct.
The money's paid at the gate, that will just be split up amongst the schools. But if you want to support your school, go pay for your ticket at your school. We got a three-way to start out the next night, the Friday. We've got Delcom, Generette, and Highland that will do a three-way, so they'll all play each other over three 12-minute quarters, and then finish it off with Catholic High and Westgate tangling up roughly around 8:30 on Friday night.
And Kane Radio will be there for the games.
Kane Radio will be covering. And ought to be a fun, great night. Hoping for good weather.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes last night after that thunderstorm, I actually, in the midst of it, they had that lightning. It was in the distance.
Boy, it was popping, too.
But I took a walk on the back nine. I like to go for a late evening walk, a little power walk.
Carried your one eye.
And no. I wasn't carrying. I was thinking, stay on the concrete, because concrete is not a conductor.
Right.
And also with my rubber shoes.
But they have no wooden walk pass.
Yeah. But it was. I was counting. I mean, it would have these gorgeous streaks, and I say gorgeous. That's a
something to behold. I saw some of that last night.
You see those streaks, but then I'd count, and it was like 15 seconds, 12 to 15 seconds later, you'd hear the thunder. So I knew it was a good
distance,
bit away.
Yeah.
But, man, it was – it would light up the sky. I mean, it would light up the sky. And actually, probably for the first time this summer, it might have been a shower that we actually needed.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because
things were drying up.
Yeah,
it's hard to believe, you know, when you think about that.
The
gross rain we've had since May.
Yeah, you golfers know that.
Oh, man. I mean, we were talking the other day, as gorgeous and in great shape as Kane Rose in, this is one of the first summers that our golf game hasn't had a regular. We have a regular Friday game and a regular Saturday game.
All right.
But typically, in our little group text, Tuesday through Thursday, you'll have a couple of pickup games, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody want to play?
Yeah, go play nine.
And that just hasn't happened this summer because of the wetness. It really, when carts are on path, you got to make a big decision. Do you want to fool with all that? You know, you get lazy in your old age, and you don't want to walk out to you.
And the sun's setting later now. At one time, it was daylight after 8 o'clock.
Yeah. But I tell you, and you ask any greenskeeper, they would rather deal with drought than with too much rain.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yes. Now I think when droughts get extreme, you know,
the cracks in the earth.
Yeah. But yeah, no cracks out there. I'm just telling you, the greens right now are ridiculous as far as being good. Just crazy good. Bruce Corcoran and his crew have just done a fabulous job getting that place ready to play. It's, when somebody hasn't been out there in a year and they come out there and play, they just they're like, what happened? What happened out here?
Yeah.
Shout out to Hugh Andre and for coming through on all the promises that he made and continue to come through.
Ric Flair.
Give me two claps and a Ric Flair. Woo! All right, we're going to be back. We're going to talk what I think. Okay, so ACC, Big Ten, Pac-12, we got news coming out of there. I don't know. I think it's kind of funny. Tickles me a little bit. I do think that they probably will come up with something of substance. But we'll talk more about that when we come back. Remember, stay tuned after Bayou Sports for Lee Kay and the Breakfast Club. And if you want to pull us up somewhere other than your traditional radio, remember we've got the TuneIn app, Simple Radio. We've got www.kane1240.com. Or just ask Alexa, play Kane 1240. We'll be right back right here at 107.5 FM.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Balboa are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalboer's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalboer. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, we're back. Going to talk a little conference talk. So, of course, the SEC sent shivers down the spine of all other conferences. Just really, it's the ripple effect. We talk about the ripple effect of the NIL. We talked about the ripple effect of all these things. But the SEC getting Oklahoma and Texas in the fold starting in the near future is, which still the lawyers are working that out.
Yeah, and athletic directors with the scheduling too.
Do not think that Texas and Oklahoma, that their goal is not to play next year in the SEC.
Yeah, that's I think that's a possibility.
It's all about what the attorneys can work out. How much money are they willing to dish out to get out early?
And do you think the SEC is going to go back to CBS and going, hey, we want more money?
Well, no, that's already built in. That's built in the contract. We had discussed that. So the previous contract was they were just stuck when they added A&M. But now, that according to what I think we've stated before, the monies that those schools bring in will be added to the till. But we'll see. So the three commissioners of the Big, so the commissioner of the Big Ten, commissioner of the Pac-12, also of the ACC, they get together. And look, I was really looking forward to see what they came up with. Okay? And they basically came out of there. And look, I do realize, I don't want to completely scoff at this, because they did come up with a plan moving forward. But nothing was signed. Kind of a gentleman's agreement. And they went out of their way. So this is, I can read between the lines. They went out of their way in their interviews to let people know how much this is not about money. They threw out terms like student, athlete, mental and physical health, safety, wellness and support, strong academic experience and support, diversity, equity, inclusion, social justice. Oh, have we heard that word?
Mm-hmm.
Gender equity, future structure of the NCAA, federal legislative efforts, and last but not least, postseason championships and future formats.
Yeah, right.
They don't want to get left out of the money situation.
I'd like to know the four-letter words coming out their mouth when they said Texas, Oklahoma.
When the guy from the Big Ten talks, I tell you, I'm sure he looks like a big fella. I'm sure he was a tough guy in one day, but I tell you what, he just, the word pansy just, he just screams coming out of his mouth. It just, hey, it is what it is, and I guess they're doing what they have to do. The big bad SEC, they're money hungry. Okay, they don't care about the well-being of the student athlete.
Yeah, right.
Well, some do, some don't, but not any more or less than you do, pal.
Yeah, they just missed the boat. That's all.
Yep, they missed the boat, and the Big Ten especially has been, along with the Pac-12, shaking in their britches all this time. Really, I think that the Big 12 was the one that felt okay because of Oklahoma and Texas. They were the ones that were like, ah, you know, we're good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially with Oklahoma. But, yeah, they're shaking in their boots now. The huge question now, so that the Pac-12 flat out came out in those meetings and let, this is according to ESPN as of this morning, and let those schools know that they were looking to poach the Big 12 Conference, which, let's face it, folks, the Big 12 Conference will not be a conference any longer very soon. At least that's what I think.
Yeah.
You know, Turbo saying he heard reports from David Wonstadt's show that the Pac-12 will be going after
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, Oklahoma State, which that makes sense. But the number one thing that they've said, they're definitely going after Texas. I'm sorry, they're going after the Texas schools, Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech.
Yeah.
When you look at the conference right now, okay, so OU and Texas are technically part of the conference, but they're not. So you've got Iowa State. That, to me, that's an obvious, the Big Ten should grab Iowa State.
That's a good possibility.
Iowa's in the Big Ten.
And it's a highly researched university, so that would fit in with their AAU.
You've got Kansas State and Kansas. Those are the two that they may, Kansas right now, we're going to talk about that later. They're considered one in the bottom 10 of college football, especially now that they've lost Miles. Not that Miles really brought anything to the table, but they're in such disarray right now. Oklahoma State, to me, you got to go Big Ten. If Nebraska's right there in the Big Ten, you would think Oklahoma could go right there to the Big Ten. West Virginia, that needs to be ACC.
Believe it or not, the Big Ten is highly, highly academically oriented.
I believe that. I believe that.
Not just Northwestern, but Michigan. All those big schools, Wisconsin, even Ohio State, all academically oriented.
So it's going to be interesting just to see where these teams end up. Because that conference will not exist as a major conference with basically, let's look at it. Right now, Iowa State right now is number 10 in the country. But year in and year out, I just don't see that happening.
They weren't a big program. You're
okay.
Right.
They've always been on that cusp, you know. But Oklahoma State is kind of you got to look at it since kind of the fall of Baylor. TCU plays some good ball, and you know Patterson stay in there all those years. But remember, this isn't just about football either. Yeah. Although 90% about football.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it was these LHSA votes. Well, let's remember, folks, this isn't about football. Oh, yes, it is. John Curtis. Oh, we're not playing up this year because of girls' sports. For years, that's why John Curtis said they weren't playing up.
That's right.
So we'll check that out as it goes on. Keep an eye on it. My man Andrew Harris from Harris Heating and Cooling, he texted me. We were talking NIL. He said Stingley is number one in NIL.
Really? Even more so than the quarterback from Alabama?
Oh, maybe for LSU.
Oh, okay.
Maybe for LSU. So, which he should be. I mean, he's got by far the biggest name. For the Tigers. I guarantee if I'm Dunham High School, I'm trying to work out a free deal with him so he can promote my school.
Oh, good point.
I mean, you know, think about it. How schools like Catholic High with Zion Hill. I mean, how about Westgate? You know, I mean, especially schools that I'm going to throw the R word out. If you're a school that recruits students, because it is legal to recruit students, it's not legal to recruit student athletes. I mean, that's why you have billboards all over town of Catholic High and Highland in these schools.
Absolutely.
So what's the matter with reaching out to a Zion Hill, a Peter LeBlanc, a Trey Amos, or the three of them together? Hey, we'll pay you $500 a piece. All right? And put you up on one of these signs, one of those. Is it the sign right there on the corner, like of Lewis in Maine?
Oh, St. Peter.
Yeah, where the flashing, where it changes.
Yeah, right.
The digital sign,
correct.
I should say.
Digital billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have one over there by the railroad track, too.
Yes. I remember one year my nephew's buddies wished him a happy birthday on that thing. That's pretty funny. All right, so we're going to come back. We're a little past halfway through. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little Ryder Cup action coming up. We do have the BMW Classic starting tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about that. And we'll be right back right here, 107.5 FM Kane Radio.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, Go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back. Remember, stay tuned after the show for the Breakfast Club with Lee Kay. So, golf news. And what got me on the Ryder Cup and thinking about it, Patrick Reed has announced that he has been hospitalized.
Really?
In Houston since Friday after he was diagnosed with double pneumonia.
Whoa.
Will not be playing in the BMW Championship. He said, I just want to update everyone first and foremost.
The bad boy, Baton Rouge.
Thank you for the support. The good news is my ankle is okay. He's had an ankle injury. The bad news is I've been in the hospital with bilateral pneumonia. I'm on the road to recovery. And once I'm cleared from the doctors, I look forward to returning. He's at Methodist Hospital at the Texas Medical Center.
You know, I had a good friend that came down with pneumonia, and he ended up with COVID. Just get out the hospital in the last week.
So Patrick Reed is on the outside looking in of the – so the Ryder Cup's been changed a bit. It used to be the top 10 and a couple of captain's picks. Now it's the top 6 and 6 captain's picks.
Really?
Which I like it.
Better.
Because sometimes you can get on that team and right now you're playing like crap. So, you know, I'm looking at this list. And right now the five that have flat out earned a spot is Morikawa, Dustin Johnson. And I'll be honest with you, Dustin Johnson's the one. He's already earned his spot. But he needs to start playing better. Because Dustin Johnson is not playing good golf right now.
Yes.
DeChambeau, Koepka, and Justin Thomas. Now, Justin Thomas, he seems to be really turning it up. Koepka always seems to be able to turn it up when he needs to.
In the top
It'll
six,
be so interesting to see Koepka and DeChambeau have to do anything on the same team.
The top six are still generated by the points they
yes,
acquired
they
during
have
the course
Ryder
of the
Cup
year.
Points. Okay. Tony Finau jumped to number six. You would think anybody that's hot late will be a Jim Furyk. Teddy, it is Jim Furyk that's a captain, correct?
I think he,
okay, he walked to the
he
back.
He walked to the back, yeah.
Xander Schauffele is at number seven. You think he's a no-brainer. Jordan Spieth is at eight. You think he's a no-brainer because he's peaking. Harris English, question mark. Then you got Patrick Reed, who looks like he may be a no-go. Patrick Cantlay, who's had a solid year but hadn't done much of late. And then you've got Daniel Berger. Interesting to see him that high. But you have to think that Furyk is going to be looking at the BMW Championship and then the tournament, the final tour championship in Atlanta, to really decide who those last six players are going to be.
And do the foreign players pick the same way the U.S.
Similar,
team?
Okay. Similar. They've always had more wild card picks.
Okay.
But you've got your top guys, their star power with the European group definitely can match up with America's star power or is even better. You've got John Rahm, Fleetwood, Tyrrell Hatton, McIlroy, Paul Casey, Hovland, Fitzpatrick. What always seems to me is what gets the Americans is those lower-tier Europeans that you've never heard of that play so well.
Yes, and that happens, seems like, every other year. It seems like when they
always
play.
Seem to play so well.
Yes.
So moving forward, we'll see if Patrick Reed is not going to be able to play. And you might ask, well, why is it so important about Patrick Reed? Patrick Reed got the nickname, even though he's been so villainized, deservedly so, because he's flat out cheated. He's been caught cheating twice.
Really, foot wedge?
Speaking of cheating, I'm looking at T. Pierre outside.
T. Pierre's
been known to have a little foot wedge every now and then.
He's got a bundle under his arm too.
So, Patrick Reed, grounding his club, improving his line in a bunker, improving his getting a drop that he lied about with an embedded ball.
But the marshals don't catch that?
Well, they can't see. They can't see what's on TV.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. All right.
Oh, they don't see what's on TV.
Okay.
So, but he has been given the moniker Captain America for his play in the last couple of Ryder Cups. He's done extremely well. So, we'll see where Patrick Reed goes and see where Jim Furyk goes with these picks. The BMW Championship begins tomorrow at Caves Valley Golf Club in Owing Mills, Maryland. The 7,200 and change track is going to challenge the top 70 golfers that move on to try to get to the finals, the Tour Championship, which will be in Atlanta.
All right. Hey, what golf course, Teddy, are they playing the FedEx in? What is that?
You talking about in Atlanta?
Yeah, East Lake.
East Lake, yeah.
Bobby Jones, let's get you on. East Lake.
Yeah.
That's Bobby Jones' home course.
Right,
I played that course.
Right.
I played
that's
that
where
course.
They play it every year. They years ago they renovated it.
We were discussing.
Sit down, TPA.
Don't you find it kind of odd that at this time that they've chosen a place that far south with the heat that's going on right now?
Well, they've done it there every year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like I think they, like, have a contract with them. But they've changed up the courses that lead up to it,
yeah.
You know, because some of them were
– Yeah, because, of course, they've gone north. You're in Jersey last week. You're
in Maryland
this week.
Yeah.
In which, of course, it's still hot as hell up there right now.
Yeah.
I know in Williamsport, watching one of the Texas game last night, it was 90 degrees.
Yeah, Little League World Series.
It was 90 degrees in Williamsport.
Coach, if you don't mind.
No, I was one step ahead of you.
Okay.
T, why don't you get close to that microphone right there. We're going to turn you on, and why don't you go ahead and talk about the golf tournament that you are.
Oh, the one for the Knights of Columbus?
Yeah, that one. The one that happens to be right there on the top of your
Al Oob Memorial Tournament.
I didn't think he was that studious because carrying all those books, you know. So, I don't think he carried that many.
You know, there's nothing on computer at Tesh Lumber. It's all right there in those binders. It's either in Toops's brain or in those binders.
You know, I didn't carry this many books through 4 years of high school.
total.
I mean, you
hey,
know.
You can't leave Ann out. You can't leave Ann. Without Ann, they, things would be a muck over there. So, Ann, I'm giving you a little shout out.
Yeah, but we have a tournament. It's going to be on October 23rd. It's going to be at the Sugar Rose Country Club. We do it under the Knights of Columbus. Ooh, 15, 20 years minimum, probably. It's been way back. And when Al Oob passed away, we decided to give it the memorial name under Al Oob because he did so much for the Knights to get this going on and believed in it. Seems to be a very good time. It's always weather-related. If the weather's good, people want to get out. And the weather starts cooling off at this time of year in October. It's going to be 2 weekends after the gumbo cook-off. We'll be doing a morning scramble, three-man, which is very competitive. You have three men playing on three men, so it's a very good time. It's
one of the greatest moves, in my opinion, T, and I think Teddy would agree, was the move away from the four-man scramble for these fundraisers. The four-man scramble, you call it what you want. You know, you call it the great cheat-offs or whatever. It's no fun when you're not playing with a competitor.
Well, how you say it, to protect the field is the word.
Yeah. We talked about it. I to this day, have great disdain for Tommy Bowden.
Okay.
I get a call from Edward Landry. This is years ago. I want to say I was coaching in Crowley or somewhere. What year was Bowden the coach?
97, 98.
Okay. So I
– Abbeville.
Oh, no. So I was in Abbeville. And probably at that time playing some of the best golf of my life. And he calls me, he says, hey, Tommy Bowden wants to stack up his team. You know, he wants to, you know, you're supposed to try to get an A, B, C, D player. He said,
sure.
You know, so I'm going to go play with him. And he proceeded to pencil whip everybody in the tournament.
Oh, God.
And just flat out, you know, we made that putt. Oh, wait, go ahead and putt that again. You know, blah, blah, blah. And again, most people aren't going to do that.
I know somebody that does.
But there's a lot to do. Well, the thing is, there's a lot of people that start playing golf late in life, and they were raised as football players. And you know what? In football, if you see early on that the officials are allowing holding, okay, and they're letting you get away with it, it's good coaching to tell that kid, hey, they're letting you get your hand outside. Go ahead and do it, okay? It's part of so many in basketball. It's all about feeling out the officiating. Yeah. Are they going to allow hand checking tonight? Are they not going to allow it? Okay? So many different things. That umpire, is he giving you the outside of the plate? Is he not? Well, you know what? These guys aren't raised in golf, and they don't understand that it is
the ultimate gentleman's game.
That's where I'm going, the gentleman's game, that you call strokes on yourself, that you do these things, and they just don't get it.
It's the only sport where you're your own referee.
Exactly.
You know, and like you said, call penalties on yourself.
So. Yeah. Unless you're playing a three-man scramble with the other team you're watching.
But three-man scrambles are fun. They're just flat-out fun. I know the one negative, and Teddy can tell you from a golf pro's perspective, they do tend to take a little longer.
Yeah.
You know, one thing, and y'all, big question, and I'm not going to vilify you if you will have them. Are you having mulligans?
Probably so.
To me, mulligans slow those things
down.
I
hate mulligans.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we do a red blast. We do a casino.
Yeah.
Where, you know,
I truly believe that the mulligan makes the round a half hour. My experience is running Catholic High's tournament. Yeah. That adds a half hour to 45 minutes to the tournament itself.
That's the Irish beer, huh?
No, that's the pub right down the road.
Oh, okay. All right.
But anyway, it's going to be fun. We do this every year just so we could help our people out. We support the Pregnancy Center. We support St. Peter's Church. That's our big thing.
Casey's always have done so much for the area.
Yeah. And we try to support. We got the nuns over there. It's exciting to have nuns at a church. I mean, this is awesome. We also Social Service Center, a homeless shelter. I mean, all these needed programs in the community, we try to give a little bit. We do a CYLA, which represents a scholarship. We had two recipients this year, and they both got $500 when they go to college.
Very nice.
A nice thing to have them to do.
Very nice.
We just do our little part to help take the pain out of all the fundraising we've got to go on and let them share the wealth with everybody. But, I mean, if you think about it, the Pregnancy Center, that was an inception by St. Peter's Council. KC 1208. Three of the people on the board were from KC 1208. The director, the president, is John Manson. He's a Grand Knight at the time. I'm on there, and Lionel Stram, and really we're trying to help out the girls that need help, and that's very important. And this golf tournament helps raise money to help support that.
Awesome. So it's a way of helping out your community, but also going out and having a good time playing golf. Have a chance to win a golf tournament.
Yeah. Oh, it's very competitive. We get some pretty good groups in there every year. And, you know, they have a handicap as well. So you don't have to be the best. You can be average, but with your handicap, you come out winning if you play above your game. I mean, that's the awesome thing.
But, making putts. Go out there and make some putts.
Yeah, you can tell how that's going.
And always remember at Sugar Oaks, if it looks like it breaks 6 inches, it breaks one.
That's right.
True.
If it
true.
Looks like it breaks 2 inches, it doesn't break.
I always say straight.
It just hit it hard.
Hit it straight. The first guy got to hit it straight just to see if there's a break. Right.
You got maybe, I think, a number four. You might have a break there. There's
very few holes.
Very few holes where the ball's actually going to turn.
Yeah. And I'm hoping we get a little dry spell before. That way the ball will roll for those guys that need that extra roll.
There we go.
But
cooler weather.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right.
Appreciate you having me, Brent. And
by the way,
you're talking to Brent, who is the senior champion, reigning still.
And don't you dare park in my parking spot at Kane Row.
Oh, I found a shade spot. I don't know who I have, but I'm parking under a tree.
Michael Caffrey, I've said it before, Michael Caffrey is talking smack about taking my crown, and I tell him, I said, Michael, neither you nor me have a very good shot of getting the crown. I say, hey, I got it last year. Very happy to get it. But
yeah.
I believe Jay Smith, he didn't play last year. I believe Jay's playing this year. We've got some older guys that definitely. You got Big E, who just played like a dog last year.
Yeah.
I think I had a 13-shot lead on Big E after day one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I shot 68, and he shot like 81.
You had to hit him with that.
Oh, right? Absolutely. I got to take my shots when I can.
Wait, what's the age cutoff? What's the age cutoff?
Hey, it's above 50, man.
50? Yeah. It should be 60 or 65.
Well, thank God you don't make the rules.
Is the club championship Sugar Cane Festival weekend?
Which it looks like we're not having a Sugar Cane Festival now.
They announced it yesterday. No Sugar Cane Festival.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed for the gumbo cook-off.
Yeah.
So far, the last meeting I heard, they unanimously said we're still moving forward. But,
of course, my buddy Jake Blanchard with L.A. Classic Roofing, they've taken it upon. So L.A. Classic Roofing will be the official sponsor of the junior for the child's cook-off. Junior cook-off.
Kids, okay.
Yeah, the kids.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That's Saturday. Yeah, we do a lot of cooking, too, for the nights. We're over there.
Yeah, so looking forward to that, and hopefully that'll hold off.
Yeah, that's been a very competitive thing on Saturday, and that's good. That's how future cooks. That's
absolutely. Pass it down. And that's Jake's thing. He said, you know, it's about passing it down, and we really want to pump that up for that generation of cooks. Of course, now everybody's building themselves an outdoor kitchen. Cooking has become such a – it was always a big thing in South Louisiana, but now it's become big with the men. It was, every one of our mothers, grandmothers, you know, always – but now it's become so big with the males. As far as it, cooking outside, you know, wife, hey, don't dirty my kitchen. Well, no, I've got my own kitchen now.
but you know, a little history about the gumbo cook-off. I was on that initial committee back in 88, 89, and Mike Granger, who at the time I worked with at State National Bank, he said, you know, everybody brags about how good they cook gumbo. We ought to have a gumbo cook-off, you know, here. And that's how the gumbo cook-off got started in 1988, 89. And the first year we might have had about 20, 25 teams. And it just exploded in the early 90s and took off from there.
Tina and I, and then we've got to go to a break. But Tina and I, our tradition is we always come, but what we always have to do is go get us some pie from Victor's. They're always out front. Yolanda's selling pies out front. We go get us a banana cream.
Ooh.
Oh, I tell you what, a banana. I'm always pushing KK's, and of course KK's has them. But a banana cream pie at Victor's Cafeteria. that is tough to beat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't turn your back on that.
Oh, no. It's when you're going through the line and you see that big piece of pie in front of you. You're like, well, maybe if I get a little less of that, I can get that.
I only eat half a slice. Gone.
Oh, yeah, no. I never fool myself into thinking I'm just eating half a slice.
Boy, I need to bring a quart of milk for you, huh?
All right. So we're going to go ahead and go to a break. Thanks, TPR, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And don't forget about the golf tournament. We'll continue to talk about it until that time comes, and we'll be right back to talk a little Saints and LSU when we get back right here at 107.5 FM.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta, behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back, and thanks to Pierre Schwing, Jr., T. Pierre, for coming in and talking about the Al-Lube Golf Tournament coming up in October. And, of course, we'll continue to talk about that up until the time. A wonderful, wonderful group, the KCs, that support this area and many of the wonderful entities, the wonderful nonprofits, and the people that help the needy here in Iberia Parish. So really appreciative of him coming on, and we'll continue to push that golf tournament. So the Saints, really lately it's been prior to preseason, so pre-preseason, for lack of a better term, it seemed like there was nothing but negative news coming from the Saints, with injuries, with off-the-field problems and all those things. But lately, defense looking really good in the first two preseason games. Quarterback situation looks like it's working itself out. Callaway stepping up. We've got the backup Jones running back stepping up. Juwan Johnson looking great. Looks like on the other side of Cam Jordan, we've got another edge pass rusher. I'm trying to think of his name.
Davenport?
Texas, yeah. Marcus Davenport from Texas San Antonio. And just because it jumped in my mind, Turbo was right. Ryan Clark went to Shaw High School, not from Shreveport.
Yeah, and Michael Pratt's also I was in the top 100 in another list.
Yes, quarterback of Tulane. So not on the ESPN list.
No.
Ha-ha! So
I saw him on a list. So
A-list. Okay. Right. All right. But bad news. So Ken Crawley, who really has looked good at corner, Paulson Adebo has not beaten him out. Looked like he's going to be the corner starting opposite Marshawn Lattimore, but he's going to be out a couple of weeks with an injury. Now, when they say a couple of weeks, that gives him time. We'll see. Could be out week one, could not. Of course, as Saints fans, we were all maybe hoping that Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be ready to go week one, but that didn't happen. So we'll see how Ken Crawley, how he overcomes. But that will get Paulson Adebo a lot of reps. A lot of time.
And you know what else takes place this year for the first time that I can recall? They have almost 2 weeks to play the first game after the last exhibition game, too. Because that Labor Day weekend, they're not going to play. Their first games are like September.
Okay, so they kept the four-week period, but they're just playing three games in the four-week period.
That's right. So they gave them an extra week, you know, whether it be preparation or you know as well as I do, coming out of these spring training or whatever you fall – you need to get your legs back under
you.
Yep. So that might help in that regard.
Yep. So Paulson Adebo looks like he'll be getting a lot of the snaps coming up. Look for the Saints maybe to go, you know, to keep extra corners on or go get some more corners to overcome not having Crawley at practice. LSU preseason All-SEC, fairly well represented. So you've got Stingley and York that are they're your first teamers and also preseason first team All-American. York, of course, is the kicker. You know who Stingley is. Second team, you've got edge rusher, defensive end, Allie Gay. You've got the corner opposite to Stingley, Eli Ricks. Kayshawn Booty at receiver. I've got Deculus here at third team. And I can't even read. No, it's Ingram. My chicken scratch right here. Ed Ingram, the offensive guard, also listed as second team. And Deculus, third team. You typically, that is not a glowing representation when you come. I guarantee Alabama and A&M, they're loaded. A&M is very top heavy. A&M lost their entire offensive line, but they've got they've got the two deep back on defense. Not just the defense back. They've got the two deep back.
Oh, wow.
But they do lose the quarterback, the O-line, but they've got the great running back and they've got the receivers.
And Jimbo?
You know, Jimbo does a great job. I don't care what you want to say about Jimbo. Jimbo does a great job. There's a lot of people out there that a guy becomes an easy target when you used to love him and then he leaves and he goes somewhere else. A la Saban, you know, things like that. It's just it's easy to not like the guy.
It's kind of hard to turn down $75 million.
Yep, yep. So that's not the biggest news coming out of LSU, though. By far the biggest news coming out of LSU, which is going to send some shockwaves across the country because I don't know how many other stadiums are doing this, but – you will, to enter Tiger Stadium, as of yesterday, you either have to have proof of vaccination or a negative test within the last 72 hours. Now, this is my question. I would think that this can be... that you can come up with? I mean,
I like to know how many false cards.
I looked at my card last night. I'm vaccinated, okay? Look, I'm vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated. I've gotten a conversation with a buddy of mine yesterday that thinks I'm crazy for getting fully vaccinated. Okay, that's his opinion. I got my opinion. The one thing that's kind of neat about this vaccination thing, it does kind of cross political lines a little bit. Now, you do have your, you know, some people to the far right that they still hold it as a political thing. But, no, it's a personal decision. But anyway, there's going to be some people making money off of. Because I tell you, if there's people out there that can come up with a fake ID, a fake driver's license, a fake passport, how easy is it to come up with a fake, especially the negative test?
You think they'll be giving shots outside the stadium? Come get your shot, $10.
Oh, so that's going to be interesting, especially in a state that I think we're 40% vaccinated. I think I heard it on Kane this morning.
I think it's less than 50. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're at 40%. Now, again, the negative test, that gives the person, the anti-vax person, the negative test gives them the opportunity of legally getting in the game.
True.
So there is.
There's money to be made there.
Hey, it's gonna be how about the nurse that sits out front, that sits out amongst the tailgaters and gives tests, charges $10 a test.
Has the student body yet What kind of percentage of the student body have been tested or vaccinated?
And I think it's above 12 years. It's above 16 or 12. I mean, I don't want to say the wrong age, but you can look it up for yourself.
Yeah.
There is an age limit. And, of course, it's controversial with kids as far as the vax. But again, if you're anti-vax, you go get your negative test. However you get it, that's up to you. I actually... not going to say who because she would probably get inundated, but we had a friend. We were exposed, Tina and I, at a party not too long ago. Not going to say where that was either. And I actually, the young man that ended up, I knew had COVID, I actually gave him a hug. As a former player, I gave him a hug that night. And so I was taking care of my mother that weekend. And although I'd already been vaccinated, we made a call and, We had a young lady come over and give us a test, and we were negative. So I've been through that. It's just basically the test is all. It's just swabbing around the nose. You don't have to go deep like they do for that test. You just rotate the swab in your nose like 10 times on each side, and then I think within like 10 minutes. So it's pretty simple.
It's a viral infection.
Yeah. Dick Vermeil, Cliff Harris, two of the early names for next year's Hall of Fame class. I haven't looked at Cliff Harris's numbers. I just remember Cliff Harris is catching the ball against the Dolphins. I'm going to say 1975, when Ken Stabler just threw one up in the corner of the end zone in the AFC Championship game. Killed me.
Cliff Branch.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
why did I say Cliff Harris is the safety for the Cowboys?
Cowboys.
Thank you. I stand corrected. Yeah. Cliff Branch, number 21.
Correct. Colorado.
Yes. So that class, that'll be coming together to see. This last class was just phenomenal. That'll be one that'll be hard to top for years to come.
And it was a double class because of the COVID.
Yes.
Some got Saturday inducted.
Yes.
The rest Sunday.
And when I'm talking about the greatest class, I'm talking about the Sunday induction.
Yes.
All right. So tomorrow, the Sugarcane Jamboree in Lauraville gets kicked off. The lone game tomorrow night will be Lauraville playing Nish. Ought to be a great contest, especially, like I said, for two quarters. I expect Coach Martin's crew to hang in there with Nish and give them a heck of a game. And I know Coach Ware will have his guys ready, as will Lauraville. So looking forward to that. Talking more ball as football season approaches. A lot of fun things to get into and talk about. Talk more about the races in baseball as we move forward. The Brewers came back last night and beat my Reds 7-4. wasn't excited to see that. But as long as the Padres keep playing bad baseball, I'm in good shape.
Too many Big Macs.
All right, make sure you stay tuned for the Breakfast Club with Lee Kay coming right up after this. And we wouldn't be here without with these wonderful people, Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Swing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, Gator Outdoors, and Gritic Electric. That's a wrap. See you tomorrow.